Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
What's up? This is G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are on fire tonight. I'm looking forward to seeing what God is going to do tonight. We can get things started off with Shake It Off. And behind that, from that, we're going to go to the message tonight, putting the pieces of the puzzle back together. I'm not going to say it again, because some of us haven't put the pieces of the puzzle together in the first place. So just stay with me. Don't go anywhere. And I'll be right back with the message. This is from my single. It's my single, Shake It Off, from a project that's out there right now. So, guys, I hope you guys like it. And I'll be right back.
Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off.
Anything that harms you, don't need to keep it close. Kick out the baggage, just like old clothes. Desire freedom,
that's how you're supposed to live.
Don't live in bondage, something has to give.
Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off.
Words can heal you. Words can destroy you. Don't hold on to things that can block you. Say the ones keep you.
From God's promises,
you have the power. God's made it so. Release that negativity. Oh, release those things. Just be free. Yeah.
Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off.
I love it. It's time to shake it off and leave it at the foot of the cross. Are y'all ready? Come on.
Shake it off.
The pain.
Shake it off.
The worry.
Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off.
On iTunes, T-Baby, as my single, Shake It Off, from my project, Life Lessons, which you guys will be hearing about more soon. Have some things in the works, so just continue to keep in your prayers. I'm excited about this word tonight, and my prayer is that God will touch this word questions you guys, as I always say, the word is for me first before it is even for you. But I'm excited. What's going on, Lisa? What's going on, Bruce? This is our little radio show. For those who come through right now, I do this every week. What's going on? I got my brother Winston on. What's up, Winston? Mike Simmons, Emmanuel Jones. Thank you guys for coming through. Tonight, we're talking about putting the pieces of the puzzle together. How many of you guys feel like you're trying to put the pieces together, right, in your life? We've been talking about the past couple of weeks, guys. We've been talking about things like that. I'm going to read some, a couple of these titles. What's going on, Lisa? What's going on, family? This is your Exodus. I was talking about this is your Exodus at the beginning of the month. Then last week, I talked about life after your Exodus, a fresh new start. But how many of you know that when God takes you out of one place, get ready to prepare you to take you to another place, get to deal with what happens the day after that? And sometimes we're trying to figure out, how do we have success in our lives? How do we really have success putting everything together? And I don't know about you, but how many of you guys look at your life like a puzzle or like a map of how do we place things together? And sometimes we say we want success, and we put this part of our lives with this part, and we put this determination, then we try to fit persistence in it, then we try to put integrity on it, and we put these things together and say, I should have some success. But what happens when we don't have that success or it doesn't come out that way? What do we do then? What's going on, Steve? What's going on, Mom? Just send a shout out to you guys. So bear with me. I used to have Tabria with me, joining me, and some of my other regulars coming through. But people have other things going on in their lives. So I'm going to type the title and some of the points together as we are going through this together. Tonight's topic, putting the pieces of the puzzle together. I was going to say putting the pieces of the puzzle together again, but sometimes we don't even have the pieces of the puzzle to do it again. Sometimes we're going on this new thing, right? Because God is doing this new thing, and we just have to be willing to just say, okay, God, I'm going to follow you and do what you're telling me to do and as you lead me to do. So putting the pieces of the puzzle together, how can you be successful in your life? You know, and that's a good question to ask. How can you personally, I'm going to ask you guys this. And this is what we do. When we share, you guys type in the comments. We're going to respect each other's opinions, even if we don't agree with it. And that's what we do here. I just want to know, what's your viewpoint on it? How do you feel like you can be successful? I was talking with my mother earlier tonight, and she was saying that she looks at it more like a map, putting a map together and the blueprint of how you can get to that place you're trying to get to. And I might not looking at it from a different angle, looking at it more like a puzzle. We have these pieces and we try to put these pieces together, but sometimes pieces together that don't no longer fit. Pieces that maybe that particular thing had expired in our lives, but we're trying to make these things come together and work. And then we're wondering, how can I have success in my life? How can I have success in my life? So I wanted to talk again tonight about putting the pieces of the puzzle together. You know, biggest question right now, one of the biggest questions I feel right now, first point, how can you be successful? Because I'm not sure if you are living your life with the mindset, I'm going to be successful, or if you're living your life like things are going to happen, I'm just going to let things happen. And the way things happen, I'm just going to let it be. And the way everything falls together will be the way it falls together. Because, you know, it's our perception. It's our perception of how we view life, how we view ourselves. How do we view our existence? Are we here to make a change, or are we just here to just experience what is happening and just go with the flow? Or do we have it in our minds, I want to be successful? Now, Brian says this, when God closes one door, God will open another door. That's true. But my question, Brian, is how can you be successful? How can you be successful? How can you be successful? That's the question I'm asking. How can you be successful? So point one question is this. How do you feel you can be successful? How can you be successful? Why do I ask this question? Because sometimes we have all these different pieces and we try and put things together. And sometimes we just have to take that second to reflect, do some self-reflecting, some reflections, you know, and just see where am I putting the puzzle together. Because sometimes you might feel like I am not getting to that place where I desire to be. I don't feel like I am. I'm doing all these things that I know, but how do I get to that place where I want to be? So sometimes we do have to take that time. Thank you, Marcos, to spend some time and say, okay, how can it be successful? Putting the pieces of the puzzle together. Why? Because I feel like some of us have been trying to put the pieces together, but those pieces aren't fitting, or we're missing something. We're missing something. So God placed something in my heart that I want to share with you guys, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. What's going on, Levera? What's going on, Don? What's going on, Craig? What's going on, Ruben? So one of the biggest things is this. And the whole thing about being successful is like, what you have to ask yourself, question: what is my goal? What is my goal? You have to know your goal. If you don't know what your goal is, then you'll be wandering around aimlessly, right? We'd be running around and roaming and walking without a goal, just going through the flow of life, just whatever will be. But in order to be successful, you have to know your destination, where you're going, what is your goal, what are you trying to do? Does that make any sense? And then along with that, you have to know this. How do you live? Now, I love what Montrell says right here. Montrell says this. First, you need to define what being successful means for you. We can't measure success by what others do. That's so correct, Montrell. That's so correct. You have to know what you have to have since this for you. So my measure of success might be different from yours. That's coming as very important that you know what your goal is. What is your goal? You have to know your goal. That's a good one, Montrell. You have to find what it means for you. We can't measure success by what others do or by others' standards, right? What does God want you to do? What does he want us to do? Want me to do? My mom says this, lead me, guide me along the way, for if you lead me, I won't stray, is my prayer every day. Put God first in all things. That's so true, Mom. Thank you, Mom. Dr. Michael and Beth, thank you. Put God first in all that you do. What's going on, Mala? And tonight, for those who are coming on, we're talking about this. We're talking about putting the pieces of the puzzle together. How can you be successful? What is your goal? How do you live? How do you live? You know, the things, listen to this. We are marked by the things we do. What's going on, Kendrick? What's going on, Aisha? We are marked by the things that we do. Here, think about this. Character, integrity, consistency. How do you live? Are you living with integrity? Are you striving? Are you being, yeah. Lisa says, amen. Are you asking yourself, you know, what am I doing? What is my role in this whole thing? Because sometimes we don't want to take, we don't want to do the inventory of ourselves because we don't like what we see sometimes. And then sometimes we don't want to hold ourselves accountable to a standard. But we are the things that we do, right? You are the things that you do. What kind of integrity do you have? Are you consistent? What does this have to do with integrity? I mean, with successful. I'll tell you this. This is what Brian says. Brian says you have to shake off things that's holding you back, right? So you can be successful in life. Then the pieces of the puzzle will come together. So you're saying shake off those things that's holding you back. Shake them off. Shake them off. Shake those things off. Okay, I like what you're going, Brian. Shake those things off. Then the pieces will come together. Now you got to know what pieces are going to come back together. What pieces? What's going on, Aisha? What pieces are going to fit? Because, you know, and that goes with my same thing, my next point, Brian. I hear you. What pieces you have in your hand and how do you use them? What priority? What's important for you? One of the things I love that my mom said, my mom was saying this, I guess, and my mom's. My mom was saying, lead me, guide me along the way, for if you lead me, I won't stray, is my prayer every day. Put God first in all things. Business, what's priority? First thing I would hope, if we're children of God, if you believe that if you believe in God, you believe in your higher power, that you will put God first in everything you do, right? That you'll put God first in everything that you do. What pieces do you have in your hand? What do you have? What gifts do you have? How do you use them? How do you place them priority? Is God first in your life? Is consistency? Is that a piece of the puzzle for you? It's faith. Is that part of your puzzle? Is that one of the puzzles? One of the pieces of your puzzle? Is love? Is that part of one of your puzzles? What's going on, Jeff? Is faith, hope, all these things, are those part of your pieces of the puzzle to put together to become successful for you? You know, think about this. We have to know what direction we're going in, right? We have to know the overall goal. Lord, what is your goal? To serve you. Then the other things, the goals that God has placed inside of you. How can you be successful? What does this have to do with putting the pieces of the puzzle together? I think that sometimes some of us, like Montreal was saying, how do you define successful? Is success a part of your vocabulary? Is being successful a part of, is something that you would like to do? Do you want to see success in your life? And if you want to be, you want to have success and be successful in your life, then you have to know what pieces of the puzzle for in your life, what works for you? What's going on, sister? What's going on, Laundra? How can you be successful? Putting the pieces of the puzzle together. Now, listen to this. This is what God took me to, right? 2 Chronicles. Oh, give Mrs. Kearns my love, Lisa. Give her a big hug and kiss for me. Tell us a hi. Hey, I guess she's listening. Hey, Mrs. Kearns. Listen, in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, right? The NIV version says this. It says this. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. What does this have to do with pieces and putting the pieces of the puzzle together? See, sometimes we're wanting God to move, right? We're wanting God to move in our lives. And we're saying, Lord, I want you to have victory in my life. I want you to move in my life. And we put these things together. We try to put these pieces together and wonder, how can I have success? Well, in this case, in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, the word of the Lord is this: if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sins, and will heal their land. Some of us, what's going on, Antonio and Oscar? Some of us, we wanted God to use us, right? So we have to remember who we are, right? He says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sins, and will heal their land. See, sometimes we're in this thing where we want God to heal our land, right? We want God to heal us. And I can't talk about a song, but someone very close to me has a song that's going to be coming out pretty soon about healing our land. And listen, God wants to heal our land. He wants to heal our hearts. And we're praying, Lord, move in my life. And we put these pieces together, humble ourselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from the wicked ways. If we do these things, I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. So we want success. We want God to heal our land, right? We want God to restore us. But there's some pieces of that puzzle we have to do, according to 2 Chronicles 17. Now, Joshua 1:8, I love Joshua. I don't know about you guys, but I love Joshua. Joshua 1:8 says this: keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you'll be prosperous and successful. So how do we put these pieces of the puzzle together to be successful? My mom said, precisely, keep God first. And then, like Montreal was saying, how do you define success. Why do I talk about this? Because sometimes we're saying, Lord, how come I'm not being successful? And then it goes back to like Montrell says, what is your definition of success? What is your definition of success? For me, doing things God's way. Doing things God's way. That's what I feel success is. Doing it God's way and being obedient. And doing what God has called you to do. You know. But you know what? You know, it's like sometimes, guys, I don't know if you guys feel like this, that sometimes we try to fit pegs into shapes that don't fit. Sometimes we're trying to put a square peg into a circle. We're trying to put a circle into a triangle. And, you know, and we try to make these things work. And then we wonder, how come God's not moving in our lives? How come we're not having success? You know? You know, Brian shares this. What's going on, Auntie? Auntie says, preaching, nephew. Hey, Auntie. Hey, Auntie Brenda. What's going on, Derek? What's going on, Janie? Mabel? Jeremiah 17:14. This is something that Brian just sent me a message. He wanted to share this. Jeremiah 17:14. Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. For you are the one I praise. That's a good one, Jeremiah. Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. For you are the one I praise. Amen. Thank you for sharing that with us. I just lost it. Brian, thank you, Brian. Listen, my second point is this. In putting the pieces of the puzzle together, listen to this. You know, now this is what Lisa Kern says. Lisa says this. Everyone has a special gift from God. That's so true, Lisa. Everyone has a special gift from God. And one of the biggest things I feel that in being successful, using that gift, that special gift that God has given you, using it, cultivating it, cultivate it, cultivate your strengths, cultivate the things that God has given you. And when we fall, because sometimes we are going to fall, right? Sometimes we're going to make mistakes. We get back up. We're putting the pieces back together. That repentance and saying, Lord, I want to do better. And then really meaning it. And I think that's the biggest thing for us as far as putting the pieces of the puzzle together. Keeping God first. And when we make those mistakes, I mean, using the gifts that he's given us, like Lisa says, everyone has a special gift from God. And use those gifts and say, you know what, Lord, use me. And just like that prayer that Brian was saying from Jeremiah 17:14, heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are the one I praise. And then standing and believing God's word. Now, point two tonight is this, and putting those pieces together, right? What is in your heart? What is in your heart? You know, that scripture, for out of the heart are the issues of life. Listen. Therein lies your answer. What is in your heart? What is your heart's desire? Is it to do God's will or is it to do your own will? Is it to seek God or is it just to your own things? You see, the biggest, like we talked about a couple weeks ago, about that war against flesh and against the spirit and the flesh, the Holy Spirit and our flesh, wanting to do things either God's way or wanting to do our thing. So putting those pieces of the puzzle together, we have to ask ourselves, what is really in our heart? What do we really want to do? Matthew 15:11 says this, not that which, this King James Version, not that which goeth into the mouth, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defiles a man. Whatever comes out of your mouth, defiles man, but that which coming out of the mouth, this defiles the man. You know, it is true. Now, listen, I'm gonna go to this. I'm gonna read this other version, which is the New American Standard Version says this: it is not what enters them into the mouth defiles the man, but what proceeds out of the mouth, this defiles the man. You know, what is in your heart? What is in your heart? Put the pieces together. You know, sincerity. Are you sincere about what you're trying to do? Are you trying to lift the name of Jesus up, or are you trying to do your own thing? And this is a question we have to ask ourselves. What is the desire? Do you want to do these things to be rich, to be known, or do you want to do these things to really effect a change in the lives of other people? What are you trying to do with the gift that God has given you? What's going on, Liz? What's going on, Liz? What's going on, Jeremiah? What are you trying to do with things that God's given you? So what is in your heart? What is in your heart? Do you guys ever examine your hearts and say, you know what? Because sometimes we don't want to look at our hearts because we're going to see some things we don't really, really want to see. And then we wonder why we don't have success. What is in your heart? Resist the proud, right? He resists the proud. What is in your heart? And this is something for you to ask yourself. Do I want God's things? Because remember, God does not work on our timetable. And, you know, God does not work on our timetable. You know, and we have to be willing to say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. So sometimes putting those pieces of the puzzle together, sometimes we say, Lord, I need that extra piece. That piece is missing right now. But sometimes we don't see that piece because we're focused so much on ourselves rather than saying, I'm going to keep God first and I'm going to focus on God. And the doors that are going to open that need to be believing God, those to be closed will be closed. But what is in your heart? Because you see, your heart and your emotions affect your behavior. Your heart, emotions affect your behavior, what you, your thoughts, you know, what you think about. And then the feelings that come after that, they affect your behavior. And guess what? Your behavior is going to affect what God can do and will do in your life. What we do will affect what God is trying to do in our lives. What does this have to do with putting the pieces of the puzzle together? As a man thinketh, so is he, right? As we think, so are we. We think, we feel, then we do. And then we wonder, how come I'm not seeing that success? Well, you know, insanity is doing the exact same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result. See, some of us are expecting God to move in our lives, but we keep on doing the exact same thing, then expecting a different result. Sometimes we have to do that new thing. And that's the whole concept of what we've been talking about the past couple weeks, about this is your exodus, talking about the fact that the day after your exodus last week, we talked about life after your exodus, a fresh new start. But listen, it's a fresh new start. We're putting everything together. We're praying for success. And God's saying, okay, how do you define success for you? What is success? It's success doing the will of God. It's success saying, I'm going to seek God with my whole heart and expect God to move in my life. Or is it that I want to make money? I want to drive the Mercedes-Benz. I want to have the five-room house. You know, I want to have 2.5 kids, whatever. You know, whatever it is, how do you define it? And see, because sometimes we spend our time, instead of seeking God's face, we spend our time seeking what we want rather than seeking the blessings, his hands, rather than seeking his face, rather than saying, I want to spend time with you, knowing that if we seek God, we keep God first, he will open up those doors. But part of the thing about it is that we have to become accountable. We have to become accountable for the things we do, for the things we say. Are we moving in the right direction? Are the things we're doing taking us or moving us closer to that bigger picture that God wants to do in our lives? For those who are coming through, welcome to the Hard Love Radio Show. We're talking tonight about putting the pieces of the puzzle together. First question I was asking you guys is this: how can you be successful? Second question I was asking, what is in your heart? You see, like I said, insanity, doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. Have you guys been there? Have you done that? Yeah, I'm guilty. I'm expecting God to move. But listen, God told me this. I'm not going to move in that mess. That mess that you're creating, that mess, I'm not going to move in that mess. Whatever that mess is for you, whatever it is in your life. God's like, no, you got to get that together. So God took me to this. He took me to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 and 15. I want to say thank you guys for those who are sharing the videos. Thank you guys for those who share the video on your pages. Thank you. Thank you. And 2 Chronicles 7, 14 says again, NIV, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And sometimes, guys, we put this whole thing of humbling ourselves. Okay, I'm going to humble myself. That's part of the puzzle. That might be a part of the puzzle for you. Seek my face. Humble themselves and pray. Don't forget about prayer. Seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Brian says this, I wish everyone would take the time out to hear the word. Amen, Brian. Amen. You know, what the thing about it is this, guys. We're wanting God to move in our lives. For those of us who feel like we've been called by God, God has given us a gift. And like Lisa was saying earlier, God has blessed us with a gift, right? God has blessed us, each and every one of us, with a gift. All of us are unique. Even those who are twins, you don't have the exact same type of gift. You know, you are different. You know, but listen to this. We say, Lord, move in my life. He says, okay, humble yourself. Pray. Seek my face. And turn from the wicked ways. And God's like, you know, we sometimes do the whole thing. I'm going to put these pieces together. I'm humble myself. I'm going to pray. I'm going to seek your face. Then we say, I want to hear. Then Lord's going to hear from heaven. We'll forgive my sin and heal my land. But we don't do that, the other part of the puzzle, and turn from their wicked ways. So God's saying, look, I'm going to deal with the house of God first. I'm going to deal with my house first. You've got to do the things I'm telling you to do. And we, even though, guys, we do sometimes have that flesh, that we are in flesh, we have that thorn in our flesh, right? We have that thorn in our flesh. But guess what? God says, look, whatever that thing is, whatever thing you struggle with, continue to seek me and turn from your wicked ways. Work towards saying, you know what, Lord, help me. Help me in this area. I'm repenting. Help me to do what you called me to do. Give me the grace to do those things you called me to do. And I'm going to tell you this. If my people who are called by my name, you know, that's just a point. I think sometimes we forget who we are. And you know, I'm telling you guys, I saw The Lion King, right? And I saw, you know, the whole thing about Simba and running away, and he forgot who he was. God says, if my people who are called by my name, listen, you got to remember that you're God's child. God loves you. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us, right? Don't forget who you are. You got to remember who you are. And then you got to guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. We have to guard our hearts. We have to guard our minds. We have to guard our souls. You know, what is in your heart? Because that's what's going to come out. So if you're expecting God to bless you, then you got to think about, Lord, what's in my heart? Lord, please help me to do the things you've called me to do. Give me the grace. Then I got to be willing to say, Lord, I'm going to repent. Help me in this area of my life. Help me in that area of my life. And we have to be willing to say, I'm going to surrender. Because we're wanting, I don't know about you, but we might be wondering, why don't we have that success? And God's saying, what have you been doing? What are your actions? God is not going to bless mess. Sometimes God is just not going to bless mess. And God's saying, telling us, get together, let's get together, let's get together. So putting the pieces of the puzzles together, I hope this is blessing you guys tonight. First point, how can you be successful? Second point, what is in your heart? God bless you too, Jackie. Katrina says, amen. I ain't gonna say, what's up, Patricia, JC, Nicolette, Seiji, and Christine. Welcome, welcome. And you guys come through, and thank you for those who let me know that you come through. Sometimes I've missed you guys. So the third point tonight is this. Well, before we even go there, Mabel says this. Hey, Mabel. How can your heart be right if your thinking isn't right? Get rid of that stinky thinking and think on God's word. Mabel, drop the mic. I'm going to drop the mic on that. Now, guys, you know I talk about dropping the mic, and I saw this thing on Facebook. Someone said, if I wouldn't drop a mic. Of course, you're not going to drop a real mic because those mics are expensive. But drop the mic right here. As you know, Mabel says this. How, her question again is, how can your heart be right if your thinking isn't right? And that's so true. It all starts in our minds. What are we thinking? Just like Mabel said, get rid of that stinking thinking and think on God's word. What does God's word say? Putting the pieces of the puzzle together for your life, what does God's word say about you? What does God's word say about what you're dealing with? What does God's word say? 2 Chronicles 7:14 again, my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sins, and will heal their land. And when you go to verse 15, it says this, now my eyes will be open, my ears attended to the prayers offered in this place. You know, what's going on, Mr. Willie Blackwell? And I want you guys to keep Mr. Willie Blackwell in your prayers as well, praying for a new kidney. So we're definitely going to be lifting you up in prayer, Mr. Blackwell. Thank you for all that you do. Much love to you and your family. So my third question tonight, guys, is this. So what do you do? So what do you do? Now, one thing about this. So what do you do? Okay, I'm typing these things up as I'm going. So what do you do? What's going on, Robbie? So what do you do? What's going on, Rudy? Okay, let me get back to focusing. All right. Now, one thing I want to say is this. Mabel already said, get rid of that stinking thinking. And think on God's words. Think on these things. What is God saying to you? What is God saying to you in your life? In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 15 again, 14 again. Humble yourself. So what do we do? You know, like I said, maybe I already said, get rid of that stinking thinking. Think on God's word. Think on God's word. Humble ourselves. We have to get to a point where we say, look, I cannot do this thing in my own strength. So putting the pieces of the puzzle together, we have to realize, look, I cannot do this thing in my own strength. How are we going to do God's word work and do God's will in our lives without going to him and getting, saying, Lord, what do you want me to do? And how can we do his work in our own strength? When it's his work, if we're going to do his work, should we do it in his strength? Listen to this. We have to get to a point where we say, Lord, I'm taking my hands off the wheel, and I'm going to worship you. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to humble myself. I'm going to humble myself. And just watch what God's going to do in your life. But we have to get to a place where we say, Lord, I need you. You know, and, you know, being men sometimes, We don't like to say, Lord, I need you. You know, I've got this, and when I need you, then I'm going to call you, Lord. You know, how about just humbling ourselves and putting those pieces together, humble ourselves. If my people, you remember who you are, right? Just like Lion King Simba coming to a place where he remembers who he is. Remember who he is. We have to remember who we are. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, we have to humble. I cannot do this thing without you, Lord. And pray. You know, letting go of those things that we think we know and just saying, Lord, I really need your help. I'm humbling myself. I'm praying to be successful. I'm praying that you will move in my life. I pray that, and just pray. That's humility, 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 humility. We need to get to a place where we're humble and where we'll pray. It's amazing how many of us as Christians who say we believe in God or those who say I believe in my higher power, and we don't pray. We don't pray. You know, Lord, have your way in my life. We don't pray. Because prayer is a form of, look, I can't do this by myself. I need you. So putting those pieces of the puzzle together, guys, we remember who we are by people who are called by my name, called by his name, right? We'll humble ourselves. Pray. Humility, prayer, right? Seek my face. You know, listen to this. Sometimes we will, if we lose something that we consider to be valuable, we will take our time. We're not going to even worry about getting to work on time. If you lost that ring, where is that ring? If you lost your favorite pen, where is that pen? We'll look under the floor, under the rugs, under the mattresses. What's going on, Henry? We'll do all these different things. But when it comes to seeking God, seeking his face, say, oh, I'm tired. I don't feel like doing that. But let us lose a $20 bill, a $100 bill. We're flipping things over because we're going to seek to find that thing. And that really shows us where our heart is. Because when it comes, I'm saying this part, shows us where our heart is when it comes to God. Because we don't see God's face. We don't spend time praising and worshiping God like we should, right? We don't spend time doing that. You know, seeking my face, turning from the wicked ways. You know, humble ourselves, pray, seek my face, seeking God's face. Not saying seeking his hand, but seeking his face. I want to hear directly from God right now. I want to hear a word from God. Is God speaking to you guys tonight? God saying, look, seek me, seek my face. And turn from their wicked ways. See, the thing about this is this. We do the first three parts, like I said, humble ourselves, pray, and seek his face. And then we're going to do everything else that we want to do. You know, and then we wonder how come we don't have victory in our lives. How come, thank you, Katrina, how come we don't have victory in our lives? But we're humbling ourselves, we're praying, we're seeking his face, we're trying to put these puzzles, I'm going to put these puzzles together, but something is blocking that blessing. Something is blocking that blessing. I might lose some people when I say this. I'm like, Lord, you want me to say that? That's sin. Sin blocks us. And listen to this, guys. In this new season, God's taking us from one place to the other place, right? He's taking us from one place. We're talking about taking us, moving us from that one place where we were and doing this exodus and bringing us into this new season. And then we're wondering, we're putting these pieces together. But guess what? Sin keeps us from moving forward. Sin keeps us from moving forward. So we want to put the pieces of the puzzle together. We do the whole thing about humbling, praying, and then seeking his face, but then, and turn from their wicked ways. Now, how are we living? What are we doing? And listen, guys, I am, what did Paul say? I'm the chief sinners, right? You know, all of sin have fallen short of the glory of God, right? I am not perfect. I have my sin. And God is working through me. He's working in my life. And God's like, you want to have success. Listen to this. You got to stay prayed up. You have to stay woke. Octavia says this. You inspire me every day. Please stay woke. Praise God, Octavia. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Octavia. God bless you. Thank you. And please keep me in your prayers. Listen, it's not easy. And I'm not saying anything to get goosebumps, give people goosebumps or anything. It's not me. But this part, we don't talk about the sin part anymore. You know, everyone, we talk about the blessings and receiving and God moving and what he's going to give us. But we'll say, look, what's our part? What's keeping us from moving forward? Putting the pieces of the puzzle together. How come I'm not being successful? My mom was talking about that map. How come that map is, we have this map, this blueprint, but what's keeping us from doing the blueprint? And God was like, look, that whole thing, and turn from their wicked ways. We do the other part, except that turn from the wicked ways. We want to say, Lord, I want to keep on doing this. I want to keep on doing these things that you called me to do, but I'm going to keep on giving in to my flesh. I'm going to keep on lusting, pride of life, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. My mom says this, we also have to know whose we are. We are God's children, and we should walk proudly in his will. Yeah, thank you, Mom. We also, that's true. Hey, how you doing, Mr. Brown, Mr. Gregory? We also, my mom says, we also have to know whose we are. Yeah, we have to know whose we are. We are God's children. We should walk proudly in his will. Yeah, and then we have to do that self-inventory, say, what's keeping me from moving and doing those things that God's called me to do? Because we're in this flesh. And one of the things I want to say is, just because we've given our lives to Christ does not mean that we're perfect. We will never be perfect in this body, but we can strive for perfection. We can strive to live the best life we can live and serving God 100%. But listen, as we have the flesh, and we have to be willing to say, look, I'm having an issue in this area. And it doesn't matter how bad it sounds. Guess what? God will forgive you. God will encourage you. God will strengthen you. But we have to be willing to say, I am going to do that. I'm going to move forward. I want the puzzles, the pieces of the puzzle together. And God was saying, look, people don't want to turn from their wicked ways. They want me to hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and will heal their land, but they don't want to stop the other stuff. Now, Octavia says this, it is so hard sometimes. Yes, Octavia, it is so, keep it real, it is so hard. It is so hard. And God's like, look, for me, God's like, look, you want to be successful. You want to have this success. What's up, Larry? You want to have this success. You want to be successful. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sins, and will heal their land. And that's what God's saying, like, turn from the wicked ways. You know, and the thing about this is not us saying, I'm going to stay on this part because we're not perfect. We're not perfect. I want to tell you tonight that we are not perfect. Regardless of what you're going through, I want to tell you guys, we are not perfect, but we can strive for perfection. We can strive for perfection. So one of the things God was saying to me is this, look, putting the pieces of the puzzle together, you got to do this part. You got to do your part. You have to do your part. You got to do your part. At some point, guys, we have to say, look, and I'm tired of being sick and tired. God's like, until you get to the point where you're saying you're tired of being sick and tired, you're going to stay in that same thing. But God's saying, get out of that thing. God is saying, get out of that same circle. Tonight, what's going on, Rosetta? We're talking about putting the pieces of the puzzle together. Those came through. We talk about how can you be successful? Second question, what is in your heart? Third thing, so what do you do? We talk about you have to humble yourselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from the wicked ways. And God was like, I tell you, God was telling me, look, you got to do your part. We got to bring our flesh into subjection. So sometimes putting those pieces of the puzzle together, what keeps us back is that sin that we have not surrendered over to God. And God's saying, let's do this. And it might be hard, like just like Octavia's saying. And let's keep it real, Octavia. It can be hard. But I'm going to read these things, and this is what the Word of God says. I was like, oh, Lord, you want me to say that? You want me to say what? And God's like, it's the Word. So Colossians 3, 5, and 10. And I'm telling you this, I'm not perfect. You know, I'm just like, Lord, have your way in my life. We want the pieces of the puzzle to work together for us, right? We want to be successful. We want God to work in our lives. Listen to this. There's a process. It's a process. But this is what Colossians chapter 3, verses 5 to 10, through 10. Colossians 3, 5 to 10 says, therefore put to death, this is in New King James Version, therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. And that in knowledge, that renewed, not one time thing. And putting that new man, we're putting that new man every day. Sometimes we act like we have achieved this thing. No, this is ongoing. We're putting on this new man each and every day. So I'm putting the pieces of the puzzle together and the whole thing about turning from the wicked ways. Listen, God said, look, put on a new man. Put on that new man. So I'm putting the pieces of the puzzle together. Part of that puzzle is putting a new man on. Putting on the new man each and every day, which is renewed, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, which goes back to that whole thing about keeping the word of God in your mouth. You know, that will change the church. Yeah, Gregory, Mr. Gregory, that will change the church. And I was like, Lord, you want me to say what? I'm like, what? Oh, my goodness, God, that's the word. Say the word. Say the word, because listen, God said, I'm going to deal with the house first. And listen, guys. I can sit here and I can put my sin out there. But you know, the thing about it is this. God says, my people who call by my name will humble themselves, pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sins, and what? And will heal their land. So putting the pieces of the puzzle together, humble yourself, pray, seek my face, turn from your wicked ways, then I will hear. I what? Hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Listen to this. God's saying, look, I'm not expecting you to be perfect. God's not expecting us to be perfect because only one perfect was Jesus. But we can strive for perfection. You know, and that whole thing about repenting, Lord, please help me. And the reason why I'm saying this, is this a struggle? Listen, this can be a struggle. But when you get tired of being tired, you can say, look, I'm tired of being insane, doing the same thing over and expecting God to bless me. Now, I'm going to tell you like God told me. He said, I'm not blessing this. You want to put the pieces of the puzzle together? I'm putting you in this new land. And God said, put on a new man. Don't go to that new land thinking the old way. Like May was saying, get thinking. Guys, putting the pieces of the puzzle together, it's also a whole thing about who we are connected to. Who we're connecting ourselves to, and then in this season, who's trying to reconnect to us? There's some relationships that God's saying, okay, enough of that. There's some relationships God's saying, okay, I'm doing this new thing. You're going through their thing. That person's going through that thing, and God's saying, I need you to follow me. Because listen, the enemy's also looking, oh, how am I going to catch this person? Okay, this person's not renewing their minds daily. This person's not renewing his or her mind daily. Let me throw this in. And then the whole path, the whole stinky thinking, the way we used to think. And God's like, no, put on the new man. Put on the new man. Who are we connected to? Who are we listening to? Are we listening to the Yolanda Adams? Are we listening to the CeCe Winans? Are you listening to the Tamela Manns? Are we listening to the BB Winans, the Winans, Ty Winans family, the Clark sisters, all of them? Are we listening to these great men and women of gospel? To encourage ourselves, Shirley sees. Are we listening to these people? Are we listening to the men and women of God, the messages? What are we encouraging ourselves with? Encouraging ourselves with the word. Encouraging ourselves with music that can inspire. Encouraging ourselves with God's rhema, his rhema word, where he's speaking to us, and his logos, his word, his written word. What are we doing? Who are we connected to? And who are we allowing into our space? So sometimes putting the pieces of the puzzle together, you're trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together, but sometimes some of us are connected to people who don't want you to put the pieces of the puzzle together because they see where God is trying to take you. They see what God is trying to do. This person is self-sabotaging you. This is not self-sabotaging. This person is sabotaging you. Who are you listening to? What are you looking at? And so all those things are connected and putting the pieces of the puzzle together. Mabel says this, I moved from my old house. I moved from my old friends. I moved from my old ways of joy. Thank God I moved out to a brand new life. And you know, amen, Mabel. Thank you for sharing that. What's going on, Jessica? Jessica says this, thanks for being consistent. I need this today. Been busy and forgot to watch and listen lately. Jessica, praise God. I'm glad you came through. I say nothing happens by coincidence. And I'm telling you guys this. I'm not perfect. No, but God is, I'm just sharing with you what God's placed on my heart. And guess what? you know, and of course I have some of you guys remind me, you said this, you said that was God speaking through me, and this is all a process. This is all a process, guys. We're in this new day. We've, some of us have been praying and saying, Lord, please move in my life. Please move in my life. And God's like putting the piece of the puzzle together. You have to also enjoy that part where it says, put off these things. Put on the new man. Put on the new man. Walk in that newness. It's a new day. And sometimes we have to remind ourselves, this is a new day. This is a new day. Listen, God gave me this new CD, right? And it's called Life's Lessons. And guess what? I'm listening to these things because these songs are songs that, God gave me through one of the hardest times in my life. And he gave me this. It's a two-part CD. What's going on, Aunt Rosetta? It's a two-part CD, right? So the first part came out, the other part will come out. And I have to, you know, promote it and things like that. But listen, I'm listening to these messages because these messages got me through some of the hardest times in my life. Through some of the hardest times in my life. But you know what? God's saying, look, come on. Are you tired of being tired? Are you tired of being tired? You're putting the pieces together. You know, remember, thoughts and feelings affect your behavior. What we do, who we're connected to, all those different things. So we, if God's doing a new thing, we have to be real and be realistic and say, Lord, I'm dealing with this issue. I'm going through this thing. And then we have to also see who are we connected to, who's speaking into our life, who's depositing into my life, into our lives. You know, because like I said before, and somebody need to get this. While you're trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together, you have some people in your life who are trying to do the opposite. They don't want you to put the pieces of the puzzle together because they don't want to deal with their own life. They're not trying to be successful for themselves. And I go back to say for themselves because like someone mentioned before, like Montreal mentioned before, you have to know, be able to define success for your own self because your level of success might not be the same level of success for me. But one thing that God is saying is this, again, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by name, called by my name, will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from the wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and will heal their land. Mr. Gregory says this, herein lies the struggle. We are born again through the Spirit and by the renewing of our spirits. All right, Mr. Greg? And listen to what he's saying. And we must allow the Holy Spirit to do the work. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to do the work in us, because there are some things we will continue to struggle with because they're to be felt with in the spirit realm. I'm going to read that again. Did you mean dealt with, Gregory? Okay. Now, Gregory says, Ephesians 6:12, King James Version. Thank you for putting it down here, Gregory. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. And if Gregory puts on other things, we have to put on the full armor of God, right? We have to put on the full armor of God. This is a daily thing, guys. Thank you for sharing that, Mr. Gregory. Dealt with. Thank you. I'm going to read it again. Because there are some things we will continue to struggle with because they're to be dealt with in the spirit realm. Thank you, Mr. Gregory. A very, very powerful word. Very, very powerful, guys. Because remember, we have to remember that when we're going through these things with people at work and a job and even the people in our homes, people we're living with, right? Even people in our families, we're not dealing against flesh and blood, but we're dealing against what? Principalities. Against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And I pray that God will touch you wherever you guys are to realize that this is a spiritual warfare. This is a spiritual warfare. And we have to know who we belong to. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, how are we treating people, guys? How are we treating each other? I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sins, and will heal their land. You know, one thing about it is this. In 1 Peter, right? 1 Peter 1:16. Now, listen to this, guys. you know, I hope you guys are being blessed. I'm being blessed by what you guys are saying tonight, what God is saying through this whole conversation tonight. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16, it says this. It says, I'm going to go to 15, okay? 1 Peter 1, 15 and 16. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do, for it is written, be holy because I am holy. Be holy. You know, be holy. At first, I'm not going to lie. First, when God was like, you want me to say what tonight? You want me to read what? And God's like, it's the word of God. If people are going to be offended, it's the word of God. God's saying, be holy for I am holy. And how many of you know that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities? Listen, God said, look, I am with you. God said, look, strive, at least try, at least strive to live holy. Be holy, for I'm holy. Put off all the other stuff. How are we treating each other? How are we treating each other in church? How are we treating each other on Facebook? You know, I've seen some people, Christians, you know, how do we do unto others as we have them to do unto us? You know, how, exactly what are we doing? This is God saying, you want to put the pieces together. You want to be success. You want to be successful. You want to see God move in your life. Allow God. Allow God to show you. Allow God to show you. And someone said that earlier tonight, allow God to show you. I know I'm just going over just a little bit, but just hang in there with me. Allow God to show you. James chapter 4, verse 7 says this, guys. It says, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Verse 8, come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. You listen to this. God's saying, look, in putting the pieces together, allow God to show you. Submit yourself to God. Listen. Those some of you guys, you might be dealing with fear. Lord, I don't know about this. I don't know. I've tried it. I've tried, but I want to tell you this, guys. We can't play in this season. People are dying left and right. It's like, what is going on? It's like, what is the church doing? What are we doing? No, we're being divided, and we're not thinking, are we showing each other love? You know, exactly what are we doing? And for those of us who really want God to move in our lives, listen, God's saying, let's get it right. Let's get it right. Let's put the pieces together. And that part about turn from the wicked ways, what are we expecting God to do? We have to be willing to be used. And is it easy? I'm not saying it's easy. But it's possible. All things are possible. Allow God to show you. Listen, then the whole thing about being humble. Realizing that we cannot do it on our own. Some of us try and do God's will on our own. I'm going to serve you, God. I'm going to serve your church and your people. But I'm not spending time with you. Listen, I'm telling you this. I don't want to die, go to heaven, and say, God, I've written, I've produced, I've sung, I've preached. And he said, I don't know you. You ain't spending time with me. I don't want to go through that. You know, humble yourself. What's going on, Mr. Ray? Pray. Seek my face and turn from your wicked ways. Recognize, be honest, guys. Be honest with God. Listen, only thing we have to do is be honest with God. Yeah, that's Gregory. Mr. Greg, if I throw that mic at you right now, trying to serve God empty. Woo! Oh man, what's going on, Robert? That's something else right there, Gregory. Mr. Gregory, trying to serve God empty. Someone's trying to serve God empty. We wonder, how come we're so tired? Are you being refreshed? Are you being renewed? Listen, I don't like to drive my car. Well, I'm not going to even talk about my car. So I can't even say that. I do drive on E sometimes, okay? Don't say anything, Mom. Don't say anything. And sometimes my car has gotten stuck places because I did not put any gas in. That was a long, long time ago. Long, long time ago. But sometimes we go through life trying to serve God on empty, trying to serve him on E. You know, wondering why we can't get through that breakthrough. God said, spend some time with me. Spend some time with me. You know, and listen to this. And then be honest and allow the season to be what it is. Like, one thing that God was showing me, and we're going to wrap this up pretty soon, guys, that some of us are trying to put square pegs into a circle and wondering how come we're not having success. And that's insanity, doing the exact same thing, expecting to get a different result. Nah, that square peg needs to go into a square. That circle needs to go into a circle. And sometimes the seasons change. So I'm putting the pieces of the puzzle together, guys. We have to know which season we are in. When it's time to be quiet, be quiet. When it's time to talk, talk. But tonight we're talking about putting the pieces of the puzzle back together. What's going on, Robert? What's going on, Iron Mike? You know, tonight we talk about this. How can we be successful, right? Then what's in your heart? What's in your heart? Then, so what do you do? And then the fourth part tonight, which I've been talking about, is this. Putting the pieces together. You know, and listen to this. You have to decide, again, you have to decide for yourself and define for yourself what does success mean for you? What does success mean for you in your life? Putting the pieces together. If you want God to bless it, guys, we have to be honest about our sin, be honest about things that we struggle with, and say, Lord, please help me. And remember this, at the end of this life, when we see God, our creator, what have we done? What have we done? What kind of life have we lived? What kind of legacy are we going to leave behind? So I'm putting those pieces of the puzzle together. By people who call by my name, remember, we have to remember who we are. We are his. Call by his name. We'll humble ourselves, pray, seek his face, and then turn from our wicked ways. Turn from those evil things. Stop being evil. Be nice. Be kind. Help people. Love one another. I'm not here to judge you. You're not here to judge me. I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. And I want to encourage you guys, too, as also forgive yourself. Because sometimes we make some mistakes, right? Sometimes we make some stupid mistakes, don't we? And we say, Lord, why did I do that? And then we don't allow ourselves to move on because we keep on, you know. He said, I will hear from heaven, will forgive his sin. If you'll hear from heaven, forgive his sin, forgive yourself and move on so you can move on and heal their land. God wants to restore you. He wants us to do those things he called us to do. So you pray. If that's your desire for God to use you and for you to do what he's called you to do, listen, just be honest. Lord, please help me move in my life. You know, help me in this area. I need your help. But putting the pieces of the puzzle together, it will happen in your life. You know, and I hope this message encouraged you guys. So you guys stay with me for this whole hour or so, a little bit over an hour. And I just want to say I appreciate you guys for coming through tonight. My question for you is this. What are some take-homes for you? What are some things you're going to take home with you tonight? And remember this, guys. Your definition of success might not be my definition of success. You know, but you need to know what your goal is. Remember how you live. What do you have in your hand? What pieces do you have? How do you use them? What's your priority? What's the priority? And then realize again, what's in your heart? That's self-reflection. Stop doing the same things, expecting different results, doing the exact same thing over and over and over and over again. Let's move away from that. And like my mom's saying, don't forget who you are. Forget who you are, whose you are. So what do? Right? Humble yourself. Pray. Seek his face. Turn from your wicked ways. And he said, put off all these things. Put off malice. Put off evil. All the other stuff. Put all those things off. Colossians chapter 3, 5 through 10. Check that out again. Then put those pieces together. Be holy. Keep God first. Repent. Be willing to repent, guys. Allow God to show you. Resist the devil. When someone does something evil to you, listen. The Lord will repay. Just stay focused. Again, this season, guys, stay focused. In this new season, some of you guys have been doing praying for new things. God, new doors. He's blessing you with new relationships, new friendships, renewing old friendships, and all these different things, closing some friendships. You know, listen to this. Don't allow the things around you to take your focus off of God. Don't allow the things around you, the people around you, take your focus off of what God is saying to you for you in your life. Love one another. Let's love, guys. Let's love one another. Put those pieces together. Ask God to show you. God will show you. And like we're saying, renew our minds daily, right? Put on a new man each and every day. Change the way you're thinking. You might need to change some people, places, and things. What are you listening to? And don't give the enemy room. You know what I'm saying? So what are some takeaways that you guys are going to take with you tonight? What has blessed your heart tonight? Those who are still there. And those who are still coming through, let me know what touched your heart. What are you taking away with you tonight? And one of the things I'm going to take away with me tonight is this. I'm going to read again. One thing I'm going to say is this. One of the things I'm taking away with me is this, where Mabel was talking about, take away that stinky thinking. Take away that stinking, put away that stinky thinking. You know, get rid of that stinky thinking and think on God's word. I'm going to take that. Because the question she asked was, how can your heart be right if your thinking isn't right? You get good headspace, right? So you have to know who is in your space and who is speaking to you and who are you listening to. And then, matter of fact, what are you answering to? What are you answering? That's another subject. What are you answering to? People are going to be people, guys. And one of the things I'm learning is this. People are going to think what they're going to think. You just spend your time being the person God's created you to be and to do your best to serve him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And then love, guys. Love, love, love. You want to change someone's life? Love them. Don't throw the sticks and the stones. Love them. Love them. Restore them. Encourage them. Encourage yourself. Let's love one another. And I pray that God will bless you guys tonight and put those pieces of the puzzle together. I just encourage you guys to do that for yourselves. Whatever it is in your life, pray and ask the Lord to show you. And then be willing to listen. And then be willing to say, Lord, I surrender all. I surrender all to you. I surrender all to you. I pray God will bless you guys. I appreciate you guys coming through. Got my Aunt Rosetta, she came through. What's going on, Miss Harris? I have so many people, so many of you guys came through, and I just want to say thank you guys for coming through. I love all you guys. All you guys, Charles Davis, so many people came through. Mr. Gregory Brown, Brian, so many people. And I just want to say thank you. Marcos, Mom, the Currences, Emmanuel, Mike. I might miss some people. I have a couple of mics. Rudy, Henry, what's going on? Was that a PJ? Henry, Brian, Damari, Emmanuel, Mike Simmons, Montreal. I appreciate you guys. I'm not going to even try to say everyone's name because I don't want to miss anyone. What's going on, Minister Christopher Tate? I want to say God bless you, Minister Christopher Tate, and everything that you're doing. You're definitely in my thoughts and prayers. What's going on, Sonia? Mabel says, I take with me tonight is to love. That's so true. Amen, Mabel. Love. Pray for me. I have surgery on Monday. Lord, I pray that you'll bless and be with Mabel right now. Keep her, get her mind. I pray that you'll be with her during the surgery, that you will please bring peace to her mind, her soul. And Lord God, we thank you, God, for what you're going to do in her life and through the surgery. In Jesus' name, amen. My mom says, good night, everyone. Have a great rest night tonight. Thank you, Mom. God bless you. God bless you as well, Mom. Love you so much. Thank you guys for praying for my mother. My old Sunday school teacher, Ms. Harris, so good to see you. Love, guys. That's love. Yes, yes. And we're going to pray for Mabel. Mabel, we're going to continue to pray for you. Stay strong. Keep your stay focused. Now pray peace over your spirit and your soul. I pray God will touch those who will be doing the surgery in Jesus' name as well. Amen. And I pray God will bless you guys, and I pray that you will not give up. I pray that you will love, together, and watch and see what God is going to do in your life. Are you guys going to be willing to try this? Are you going to try this week? I hope so. Much love to my Aunt Rosetta on coming through as well. God bless you guys. Again, I appreciate all you guys, Sister Londra, my other aunts, Brenda, Brian Carter, Brian Smith. I'm not going to even try to say everyone's name because I don't want to miss anyone. And those who are coming through later, let's just pray God bless you. And please share this on your pages. Be encouraged. Let's pray for one another. Let's love one another. Let's restore one another. And let's put those pieces of the puzzle together and watch and see what God is going to do. Be willing to try this. Be willing to try this week, guys. You know, like I said, this is for me first, so I'm going to be doing this as well. God bless you. Be encouraged. And I'll see you again next week. What's up, Janae Bell? We're about to end for tonight, but please check it out from the beginning. Please comment, because we'll definitely be talking with each other and conversing through Facebook, whenever you guys actually see this video. God bless you. Be encouraged in your life, and know that God loves you. Know that He loves you. Spirit of love, share the love. God bless. Yes, Peter says, love no matter what. That's right. Drop that mic. Love no matter what. God bless you guys.
What's going on?